وقال الطائفة من أهل الكتاب آمنوا بالذي أنزل على الذين آمنوا وجه النهار واكفروا آخره لعلهم يرجعون.
A party of the people of the book said, "Believe in the morning what has been revealed to those who believe, and then deny it in the evening, that they may retract from their faith."
وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا إِلَّا لِمَنْ تَبِعَ دِينَكُمْ قُلْ إِنَّ الْهُدَى هُدَى اللَّهِ قُلْ إِنَّ الْهُدَى هُدَى اللَّهِ أَنْ يُؤْتَى أَحَدٌ مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيتُمْ أَوْ يُحَاجُّوكُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّكُمْ قُلْ إِنَّ الْفَضْلَ بِيَدِ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ.
They also say among themselves, "Do not follow anyone except him who follows your faith." Say, "Surely, true guidance is Allah's. It is His favor that anyone should be given the like of what you have been given in the past, and that others should have been given firm evidence to proffer against you before your Lord." Say, "Surely, bounty is in the hand of Allah. He gives it to whom He wills. Allah is all-embracing, all-knowing. Allah is all-embracing." The word wasi, which is used here, occurs in the Quran in three contexts. The first context is the narrow-mindedness and mean outlook of certain people, in contrast to which God is not narrow. The second context is the denunciation of miserliness, meanness, and niggardliness, in contrast to which God is generous and munificent. The third context is the ascription of finite, limited concepts to God as a result of their limited imagination, whereas the truth is that God is infinite.
يَخْتَصُّ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ.
He singles out for His mercy whomever He wills. Allah is possessed of abounding bounty.
وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ مَنْ إِنْ تَأْمَنْهُ بِقِنْطَارٍ يُؤَدِّهِ إِلَيْكَ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ إِنْ تَأْمَنْهُ بِدِينَارٍ لَا يُؤَدِّهِ إِلَيْكَ إِلَّا مَا دُمْتَ عَلَيْهِ قَائِمًا ذلك بأنهم قالوا ليس علينا في الأميين سبيل ويقولون على الله الكذب وهم يعلمون.
There are some among the people of the book who will restore you even if you were to entrust a treasure of gold. And among them are also others who, were you to entrust one gold piece, will not restore it unless you stand over them. That is because they say, "We will not be taken to task for whatever we may do to non-Jews, ummis." Thus, they falsely fix a lie upon Allah and do so wittingly.
بَلَى مَنْ أَوْفَى بِعَهْدِهِ وَاتَّقَى فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ.
But Allah loves only those who fulfill their covenant and fear Allah. Truly, Allah loves the God-fearing.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَشْتَرُونَ بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ وَأَيْمَانِهِمْ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا أُولَئِكَ لَا خَلَاقَ لَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا يُكَلِّمُهُمُ اللَّهُ وَلَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا يُزَكِّيهِمْ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ.
There shall be no share in the life to come for those who sell away the covenant of Allah and their oaths for a trivial gain. On the day of resurrection, Allah will neither address them, nor look at them, nor will He purify them. A grievous chastisement awaits them.
وَإِنَّ مِنْهُمْ لَفَرِيقًا يَلْوُونَ أَلْسِنَتَهُمْ بِالْكِتَابِ لِتَحْسَبُوهُ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَمَا هُوَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَيَقُولُونَ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ وَمَا هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ وَيَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ
There is a party among them who twist their tongues while reciting the book to make you think that it is part of the book, when in fact it is not. They say it is from Allah, when in fact it is not from Allah. They falsely fix a lie upon Allah and do so wittingly.
ما كان لبشر أن يؤتيه الله الكتاب والحكم والنبوة ثم يقول للناس كونوا عبادا لي من دون الله ولكن كونوا ربانيين بما كنتم تعلمون الكتاب وبما كنتم تدرسون
It does not befit a man that Allah should grant him his book and sound judgment and prophethood, and thereafter he should say to people, Become servants to me apart from Allah. He would rather say, Become dedicated men of Allah in accord with the dictates of the book you have been teaching and studying.
وَلَا يَأْمُرَكُمْ أَن تَتَّخِذُوا الْمَلَائِكَةَ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ أَرْبَابًا أَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْكُفْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ أَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ
He will never enjoin you to take the angels or prophets from your lords. Will he enjoin upon you unbelief when you have submitted yourselves to Allah?